From what I saw, there's a pretty full schedule of events for Kwanzaa in Denver.
On the 26th, we start with First Night. And we're honoring Opalanga that night. And her family's going to be there and help turn on that first light.
And it's going to be awesome. She's one of the elders who you're...
She's one of the elders, and she's the founder of this form of Kwanzaa committee. She was the founder. And although it started a long time ago in individual homes, she established it out in the community for everyone to come.
So she's really a figurehead here in
the
Denver community.
Very much so. She's our local griot, which is a storyteller. That was her thing, to tell stories. And she was awesome at it. So anyway, the first night, her family's going to be there to honor her. On our first night also at Cleo Parker Robinson's Dance Theater, we'll be inducting four new elders. And we call that the Circle of Wisdom. And these elders, will be four of them. We haven't counted the votes yet to see which four. But they'll be presented by Cleo. We'll present them with their stoles. They get a black, red, and green stole, which I make, and they'll be presented with their stole, and they're asked to wear those at all of our gatherings.
So it sounds like in Denver there's some pretty long-standing traditions for Kwanzaa.
Absolutely.
But, there's in the just popular culture and the media, there's a lot of talk nationwide, more widespread, about the fact that not as many people celebrate Kwanzaa as did 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago. Is that the case here in Denver?
No, actually, more and more people are celebrating Kwanzaa. It's getting bigger and bigger. You know, it's like 15 years here in Denver that the Kwanzaa Committee has been established. And each year we have more and more people come out to our events.
So to those people who say Kwanzaa is no longer a thing, you say they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't. They don't celebrate it, so they don't have a clue.
And probably part of where that's coming from is that even though it's a celebration that's been around for a long time, a lot of people still don't know the history of it. So it seems like you're pretty invested in these traditions.
Absolutely.
And these celebrations.
Yeah.
Tell us how it all got started.
Well, it was a thesis that was done by Malana Karenga, and he is a professor at the University of California in Long Beach. And so he wrote all this up, he put it all in writing, and it was awesome. And more people are starting to recognize
it. And when was that? That was in the
1966.
In 1966, okay.
Yes.
So it's a holiday invented as part of this doctoral thesis, and so some people could criticize it and say, well, it's an invented holiday, but what holiday isn't, right? Whether
absolutely,
it's Mother's Day or Christmas, going back a lot
and
further.
And this is a cultural holiday. It's to celebrate being black, being in community, and we have a lot more mixed families now than we did when in 66. And so we call it a Pan-African, African-American holiday, you know? And so we include everybody. Anybody who wants to come to our celebrations is welcome.
So it's something that's inclusive, not
exclusive. Yes.
That's terrific to know, because I've never celebrated it. Maybe I'll stop by this year and
well,
find out what's going on.
Bye.
There's a value or a principle for each day?
For each day.
Do those change each year, or is it always the same?
No, it's always the same. And we're trying to really get into celebrating those principles throughout the year, not just during the holiday, 7-day holiday. We want to live by those principles throughout the year.
Do you think that for African Americans today, especially the younger generation, that Kwanzaa has a different significance, again, where it might be more about...
It's more about community.
Community values of being inclusive.
It's more about being community, including everybody, and being able to speak to your neighbor and do something for your neighbor or for the community. For example, on our last day, it's Imani, faith. And on that day, we make a vows to say, what are you going to do for the rest of the year to make yourself worthwhile? What are you going to do in the community? And maybe the young people will say, well, I'm going to help my mother around the house more. I'm going to empty the trash without being told. I'm going to pick up trash in the neighborhood. When I see a piece of paper or a can, I'm going to pick that up and put it in the receptacle for it. You know, this is what we do on our last day, Imani.